分类练习六。
Passage 1. Scientists have been studying dolphins to learn more about how these intelligent sea animals communicate. Most scientists believe that the bottlenose dolphin offers the best possibility for communicating with man. They think that a bottlenose dolphin can be taught to make soundsunderstandable to man. In recent research with a male dolphin, scientists noticed that the dolphin stopped eating and moving about. After 3 days, they became worried for fear the dolphin would die. When two of the scientists began to pet and stroke the dolphin, he suddenly...began to whistle. The scientists decided that the dolphin was lonesome, that he needed a companion, a friend, and that the sounds made by the dolphin were cries for help. To help gain more information in their research, the scientists put microphones in and above the male dolphin's pen. Besides whistles,The animal also made clicking sounds. Soon, other dolphins began to appear in the sea near the captive dolphin's pen. Among the newcomers, one small female dolphin seemed especially interested in the captive male. The female dolphin soon began to help the male by encouraging him to eat. Within a short time, his sad mood improved and he became happy and active. Because of this change, scientists concluded that the two dolphins had talked to each other in their own language. They were encouraged to believe that it was possible to teach the dolphins to imitate human sounds. Two scientists began to spend several hours every day playing with the dolphins, talking to them, and listening to dolphin talk on the microphones. After a time, the dolphins learned to play a number of games, but they did not seem to imitate human sounds.They still communicated with whistles and clicks. Still, scientists continue to study dolphins in the hope of learning even more about them and how to teach them to communicate better with humans.
Passage 2. The word laser stands for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. To many people, lasers are very mysterious.But a laser is simply a device that produces a very strong light. The light from a laser is called coherent light because it is the light that moves in only one direction. In contrast, incoherent light, like the light from the sun or a light bulb, moves away from its source in all directions and cannot be concentrated.In a narrow beam. As soon as the laser was developed, scientists began thinking of practical applications for it. One of the earliest uses was to make extremely precise measurements of distance and speed. As time passed, many more applications for the laser were developed. Over the past 20 years,Personal computers have brought tremendous changes to the home and the workplace. And many of the most important developments in computer technology are based on lasers. From laser printers to the latest technology by which whole encyclopedias of information can be stored on a laser disc and read by a computer. Lasers are revolutionizing computers. Lasers have also made a big difference in the way telephones work. Instead of changing sound waves to electricity that travels through copper wire, the most modern telephone technology works by changing sound waves into pulses of laser light that travel through hair-thin glass fibers. One such fiber can carry more than a million conversations at the same time. These are just a few of the thousands of uses of lasers. The laser is truly becoming the light of the 21st century.
Passage 3. To be successful in the job interview, you should demonstrate certain personal and professional qualities. You need to create a good image in the limited time available, usually from 30 to 45 minutes. You must make a positive impression, which the interviewer will remember while he interviews other candidates. The following are some qualities you should especially pay attention to during an interview. First of all, you should take care to appear properly dressed. The right clothes worn at the right time can win the respect of the interviewer and his confidence in your judgment. It may not be true that clothes make the man, but the first and often the lasting impression of you is determined by the clothes you wear. Secondly, you should pay close attention to your manner of speaking, since speech is the reflection of personality. You should reflect confidence by speaking in a clear voice, loud enough to be heard without being aggressive or overpowering. You should be prepared to talk knowledgeably about the requirements of the position you are applying for. Finally, to be really impressive, you must convey a sense of self-confidence and enthusiasm for work. If you display these characteristics with just a little luck, you will certainly succeed in the typical personal interview.
Passage 4. What does it mean to be lucky? It commonly means someone who gets something valuable. Without really trying, or someone who is in the right place at the right time. The person who discovers a lost painting by a famous painter, or who buys a winning lottery ticket, these are lucky people. They meet up with unexpectedly fortunate events. Since we have no control over the when and the where of such events, we can't make them happen to us. The only way to make a difference in our luck is to control ourselves. The first rule is to look for variety, new experiences. More variety will result in a richer life with more opportunities. The more varied life is, the more likely that unexpected combinations of events will occur, giving us the chance to improve our situation. Variety is necessary for happiness. No matter how rich our lives may seem, if they consist only of expected events and repetition, boredom steps in. We find pleasure in the unexpected and the surprising. Birthday presents that we expect do not excite us, but we can be strangely affected by unexpected small signs of generosity or affection. chance makes the difference. Saying yes to uncertainty adds pleasure to life and contributes to our luck. Accepting ourselves exactly as we are at this present moment provides the courage to move forward. Believing that all our choices in the past were the best we could have made at the time frees us from regret and reinforces our belief that we are as good as we can be at this moment. Self-acceptance, courage, and action don't guarantee good luck, but they do guarantee a richer and fuller life.
Passage 5. Many television programs are very realistic. One who watches TV often feels that whatever happened in the film could well happen to him. With only a little imagination, every man in the street becomes a thief, a spy, or a murderer. Jane had been watching a spy film at a friend's house. In it, a young girl had been followed and murdered. She felt a little frightened walking to the station. She took the train back to the center of the city. There were a lot of people traveling, so she felt much safer. She looked around at the other people in the train. A man sitting opposite her, reading a newspaper, glanced at her. She thought nothing of it until she saw him staring at her. Remembering the film and feeling very uncomfortable, she got out of the train and went to the bus stop. When he got on the same bus as her, she found he was following her. As long as she had been with other people, she wasn't frightened. But when she got off the bus, the streets were almost empty. She walked as quickly as she could, and she could hear footsteps following her, but she didn't dare to look. After what seemed to have been hours, but was in fact only a few minutes, she reached the front door. She felt for her keys, but was unable to find them, because she was so frightened. The footsteps stopped behind her. She felt a hand on her shoulder. Instead of feeling hands around her neck, she heard a pleasant voice. "I apologize if I have frightened you. I'm your new neighbor. I thought I recognized you in the train, but I wasn't sure."